This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Afternoon Show, broadcast number 44 for Tuesday, September 3rd. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are weaker and very heavy activity on Tuesday. However, there's some recovery from earlier down limit losses. At the final settlement, the November canola contract retreats $23.80 at $590.90 per ton, and the January contract loses $20.80 at $603 per ton. The huge drop in canola prices is due to China announcing it's launching a probe into canola dumping by Canada. This comes as a response to Canada hiking import tariffs on electric vehicles from China, as well as those for steel and aluminum. Also not helping matters today are declines in Chicago soy oil and Malaysian palm oil. Meanwhile, European rapeseed is mixed. Sharp losses in crude oil are only pouring more fuel on the downturn in vegetable oils. There is some measure of support in Chicago soybeans and soy meal. An analyst says the Canadian government is protecting the country's auto industry at the expense of canola. And he stresses the markets need not overreact, as China's move is just a probe, not a shutdown. China is Canada's largest canola customer by far, with its 4.92 million tons in 2023-24 accounting for 72% of canola exports. The analyst points out there are few other options for China to import canola. The Canadian dollar is falling on Tuesday afternoon, with the loonie at 73.78 U.S. cents, compared to Friday's close of 74.12. The United States Department of Agriculture announces a private sale for 132,000 tons of new crop soybeans to China. Also, the USDA issues its export inspections report for the week ending August 29th. Exports of U.S. soybeans improved from last week to nearly 497,000 tons. Corn exports bump up to more than 965,000 tons, and wheat nudges up to almost 578,000 tons. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger on Tuesday. The November contract advances 12 cents at $10.12 per bushel. October soy meal rises $7.30 at $317.40 per short ton. But October soy oil falls 1.05 cents at 41.48 cents per pound. Also in Chicago, December corn is up 8 cents at 409 per bushel. December oats gain 9 cents at 347. The U.S. wheat complex is on the rise as Chicago December adds 15 cents at 567. Kansas City December climbs 11 cents at 576. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis December is up 7 cents at 607. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Tuesday, September 3rd. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.